The White House announced today that President Bush will visit the Gulf region again on Sunday. But as the administration restated its commitment to hurricane relief efforts today, many people continue to criticize what they see as delay and poor coordination in efforts by federal officials. With us to discuss this and other political news of the week is NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. And Juan, what kind of popular support does the president have right now? He had enormous popular support, bipartisan support, after the September 11th attacks. What do polls now show?
Madeline, there's a Pew poll out that shows about 67% of Americans say the administration has made a mess of its handling of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and the flooding with the break in the levees. In fact, the president's approval rating is about 40%, according to the same Pew poll. And what we're seeing here is that's down to the lowest it's been all time for the president. So we see that he is, at the moment, not a very popular leader, that the Democrats, in fact, are now being emboldened. They're becoming more aggressive. The response from the White House to the Democrats has been that they say that the Democrats are playing politics. But what's changed is that after 9/11 and all the questions about what took place there and the government response, the Democrats really were put off by the idea that they could be charged with not being patriotic and criticizing the president, not rallying around the flag. This time, the response is that the president, according to Howard Dean, the chairman of the Democratic Party, that the president and his administration responded only when the politics became prominent and it was clear that the president's numbers were going down.
So finally, we see unity amongst the Democrats on this?
Well, I think the Democrats are becoming far more aggressive. I think you see John Edwards, who was, of course, John Kerry's running mate. John Edwards said, you know, this is evidence of the failure of the administration's policies, how they don't care about the poor, who suffers, and the fact that the administration was slow to respond.
So what does this mean for his other policies? Will he have the political capital, for example, for the Iraq war or for some of his domestic agenda?
For the moment, Hurricane Katrina has wiped out his agenda going into this, fall session of the Congress. If you talk about everything from Social Security to immigration to tax reform, all gone down the tubes for the moment. And Iraq really is endangered in a sense because I think people see the lack of trust and lack of leadership that they feel in terms of the response to the hurricane in some sense transferring to what were already declining numbers of support for the war in Iraq.
And what does this mean for confirmation hearings next week for Judge John Roberts?
They're going to go forward at the moment. The Republicans are pressing, and the idea being that they want to get something done. But there is a sense that it may be too soon, and the Democrats are trying to take advantage of that, saying that, you know, typically there's a longer period of consideration for any nominee. But it looks as if, given the higher stakes now that he has been nominated to be the Chief Justice of the United States, that what you have here is a situation where the Democrats are asking for more papers, asking for delays, and the response from the White House is we're not giving up the papers. The heart of the argument at the moment seems to be about Roberts' record on civil rights, in specific his attitude towards affirmative action, extensions of the Voting Rights Act when he was working in the Reagan White House. So, Madeline, all of these arguments have amped up because of the fact that his nomination is now to be Chief Justice, but at the same time, there's all this possibility that because of Katrina, it may yet again be delayed.
What are people telling you, specifically Republicans, maybe off the record, about what the president should be doing to turn around his image?
Oh, boy. There's no shortage of conversation on this front because the sense is that he should have made an address to the nation already and that there's still a need for that and that there's a need for really paying attention to what he has to say. As you have seen, the president has returned several times to the Gulf region. He sent down all of his top aides, including Vice President Cheney, the Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, Secretary of State Rice. What you're seeing is that people are saying, what is the president doing to project the notion that he's in charge here? And that had been the heart and soul of his strength after 9/11. We have the 9/11 anniversary coming up. There's going to be lots of playing on that theme, and Republicans expect the president to use reminders of 9/11 to try to help him with the low public response in terms of or low public support for his response to the Gulf tragedy. But they just think that it's time the White House get engaged. And what they're looking for is a major speech to the nation.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.